Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network presents coverage of your favorite local teams, the Badgers, Bears, Cougars, Rough Riders, Eagles, and Wranglers. This is Talking Central Arizona Sports with me, Torrance Dunham. Playoffs are underway for spring sports in the Northern Arizona region, with the baseball and softball teams for both the Prescott Badgers and Bradshaw Mountain Bears making the cut. Let's start with the Bradshaw Mountain Bears baseball team, which after a 7-4 win against Yuma in the play-in on Wednesday, beat Seton Catholic Prep on the road 4-2 in the first round of the playoffs on Saturday. Sophomore T.J. Drape, in his first year pitching on the varsity team, took the mound and gave the Bears 5.1 innings in the winner-go-home matchup, allowing only two unearned runs on six hits while walking four and striking out two. The two runs for Seton Catholic Prep came on a sacrifice fly and an RBI single in the second inning, giving the Sentinels a 2-0 lead. Drape allowed three hits and three walks in the remainder of his outing, but held Seton Catholic Prep scoreless, allowing the Bears to tie the game and take the lead with two runs in the third inning and one run in the fourth inning. Bradshaw Mountain's offense was aided by sloppy defense from the Sentinels, as the three runs scored on an error, a wild pitch, and a bases-loaded walk after another error. Drape said he trusted his mechanics, adjusted when needed, and stuck with things that worked.
Just really trying to give it my all no matter what, just going out there, doing my best that I can do, working ahead in the count, trying to at least throwing my best stuff.
Bradshaw Mountain head coach Brian Bundrick said Drape kept the Bears in the game, a tough task for a sophomore.
Well, number one, he's one of the smartest kids on our team, even though he's young. He's got high, baseball IQ and worldwide IQ for that matter. But, he didn't have his best stuff today. And what's most important to me, or more important than having your best stuff, was just the fact that he came out here for a sophomore and just battled all he had and then, ran out of pitches there in the sixth inning. But, for not having his best stuff by far, he battled hard.
At 93 pitches, Drape handed the ball to Shane Leavesay with the tying run at third base and the go-ahead run at second base with one out in the sixth inning. The senior, who mostly pitched in lower leverage spots last year before becoming a starter this season, rolled two ground balls to preserve the one-run lead. After Bradshaw Mountain added an insurance run in the top of the seventh inning on an RBI groundout by senior Nate Reynolds, Seton Catholic Prep threatened again in the bottom of the seventh inning, as the Sentinels, with two hits and a hit by pitch, loaded the bases with two outs. Leavesay, with the winning run on first base, struck out the Seton Catholic Prep hitter to send the Bears to the next round of the playoffs. Here's Bundrick on his senior pitcher's performance.
Shane is... I've coached Shane for 4 years. He's been on varsity since a freshman. He was just kind of a burn inning pitcher last year, and then we ended up having, through injuries, had to turn him into one of our starters this year. And our defense kind of falls apart a little bit when he goes in, but he's done a fantastic job. He's such a warrior. He's one of the toughest kids, nicest kids, great parents. So all you do is root for him, and it was good to see him go out there and compete and get a win.
Bradshaw Mountain moves on to face number one seed Saguaro, which beat the Bears in late February 10-0. Here's Bundrick on that.
It never goes well when you play Saguaro. They have the best pitching staff probably in the entire state, and I would put them up against most teams in the nation. To have three guys that come out and burn it past you 90 miles an hour with quality guys behind that is almost impossible. We're going to go fight them. We're going to go fight them with everything we got, and it's going to be an uphill battle, but these kids are... they're ready to fight, and we're going to go do it.
Bundrick predicts the Bears will face senior lefty Cam Caminiti, who pitched to a 0.91 ERA this season and struck out 91 batters in 38 and two-thirds innings pitched. The round two matchup between the Bears and the Saguaro Sabercats takes place Monday at 6:30 p.m. in Scottsdale. As for Prescott, the Badgers outslugged Coconino in the play-in game on a Wednesday 18-16 in Prescott to make the playoffs. On Saturday in round one, the Badgers fell to Deer Valley on the road in a heartbreaker 4-3, ending their season. Prescott tied the game at 3 with a run in the 7th inning, but Deer Valley responded and walked off the Badgers with a run of their own in the bottom of the 7th inning. Senior Ryan Elliott had 3 hits and 4 at-bats and scored 2 runs, doubling twice. The Badgers in the regular season went 12-6 overall and 9-3 in the region, finishing in 2nd place behind Flagstaff, that won the region, going 16-2 overall and 10-2 in the region. Flagstaff beat Poston Butte 5-4 to advance to round two of the playoffs on Saturday. We'll get caught up with other high school and college scores from the past week and recap the Wranglers' win on Saturday, but before that, this show is brought to you in part by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Reach out for all your plumbing and heating needs. All the info you need is at ypeinc.com. That's ypeinc.com. Okay, let's get caught up with the rest of the teams in the area with the whip around. Keeping with the local playoff teams, the Prescott softball team beat Pueblo 5-1 in the play-in game on Wednesday, but lost to South Point Catholic on the road Saturday. In round one of the playoffs, 3-0, ending their season, the Badgers went 11-7 overall and 7-5 in the region, finishing in fourth place. The Bradshaw Mountain softball team beat Mingus 18-7 in five innings in the play-in on Wednesday and will take on region opponent Flagstaff in the first round of the state playoffs on Monday at 4 p.m. in Flagstaff. The Bears went 12-5 overall in the regular season and 8-4 in the region, going 1-1 against the Eagles this season. Flagstaff finished second in the region with an 8-4 region record and a 14-4 record overall. The Bradshaw Mountain boys tennis team on Wednesday lost in the first round of the state playoffs 5-0 to AZ College Prep, ending their season. The team went 11-3 overall and 4-2 in section, finishing in second place. The boys volleyball regular season also came to an end this week. The Prescott boys volleyball team went 2-0 this week with 3-0 wins over Thunderbird and Bradshaw Mountain as they end the regular season on fire with 12 straight wins and a 4A Skyline Region Championship. The Badgers went 15-3 overall and 7-1 in the region this season as they wait to see who they will take on in the first round of the playoffs, which gets underway on Friday. The Bradshaw Mountain boys volleyball team went 1-1 to end their season with a 3-1 win against Greenway and that 3-0 loss to Prescott. The team went 4-13 overall and 2-6 in the region this season. The season also came to an end this week for the Chino Valley baseball and softball teams, with the baseball team ending the season with a 7-6 win against Scottsdale Christian on Monday, and the softball team also concluding with a win against Scottsdale Christian on Monday, 16-0 in five innings. Each team finished with a 6-12 overall record, with the baseball team going 3-7 in region play and the softball team going 4-8. The Chino Valley golf team has one more match in the regular season on Monday against five teams, including Baghdad, Camp Verde, and Northland Prep on the road. On to college sports, starting with the Embry-Riddle Eagles, as the baseball team ended the regular season with a 12-11 loss against Arizona Christian in 10 innings on Wednesday. The team went 26-18 overall and 14-7 in the conference. The Eagles will next play in the Cal Pac Conference Tournament in Mesa on Wednesday as the number 2 seed against number 3 seed Simpson University. The softball team ended their regular season with a doubleheader sweep against Arizona Christian on Wednesday 6-1 and 9-5 as they finish up with a 35-11 overall record and a 22-2 mark in conference play. They will play in the Cal Pac Conference Tournament beginning on Wednesday in Prescott at Eagle Softball Field. And both the men's and women's outdoor track and field teams each took second at their respective Cal Pac Championships. On to Yavapai College, as the Rough Rider baseball team, after splitting a doubleheader with South Mountain on Tuesday, finished the season sweeping Eastern Arizona in a doubleheader on Saturday by a combined score of 28-4. The team went 17-37 overall and 11-27 in conference play. The softball team ends their regular season with a doubleheader against Pima on the road Tuesday and then a doubleheader against Central Arizona at home beginning at noon on May the 4th. Finishing up with the NAZ Wranglers, as the team, after a 39-23 win at home against Duke City last week, beat Tucson on the road Saturday 34-31. The Wranglers have now won four games in a row and are 4-1 on the season. NAZ withstood a comeback attempt by Tucson in the second half as the Wranglers were outscored 24-11. Joshua Jones completed 16 of 25 passes for the Wranglers for 180 yards and 3 touchdowns, while also rushing for 76 yards and a touchdown. Up next is another road game next Saturday against the San Diego Strike Force at 3:05 p.m. The Strike Force are 3-1 so far on the season. That does it for this week's show. I'm Torrance Dunham, and this has been Talking Central Arizona Sports, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. We'll see you back here next week as the playoffs continue.